We've got a fantastic training plan for you tonight. So get yourself into a quiet space with a notepad, a pen, because tonight you will have the opportunity to learn from the best of the best. Before I turn the call over to him, what I want to do is just kind of highlight some of his major accomplishments. But you guys know that he has been actively involved in personal training and development technologies for over 30 years. Mark's one of the world's leading authorities on success and achievement. And having reached thousands of people, Mark is one of the most sought-after speakers and mentors in this business today. I hear people constantly refer back to some training or a call that they were on that Mark conducted. Most of all, Mark can show you how to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve through your ZAMZU business, as long as you're coachable and as long as you're open to changing your life. Mark will help you put the pieces in place to be able to get what you want to get from your ZAMZU business. So with that, what I want to do is go ahead and turn the call over to my great friend, Mark Scovern. Take it away, Mark.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for your very generous introduction. I appreciate that. Great job on the announcements. The announcements are, in fact, part of the training, too. Everything we do is training. That's something I want to repeat. Everything we do is training. You should think about that, everyone that's listening to me tonight. Everything that you do, every word that you speak, every action that you take, your team's watching you, and so it's all training. But it's just like having children. Children are always watching and observing their parents. And so everything that we do is training. That's very important for each one of us to get. As Jeff said, tonight we're going to be wrapping up part three of a three-part series called Reignite Your Passion for Business and Life. And we've just had such a great time doing this training for you over the past 2 weeks, and we've got such great reviews and so many emails, texts, and voicemail messages from you. We really appreciate that. So we do appreciate the feedback. You can keep that coming. Over the past 2 weeks, we've covered the following sections of this very life-changing teleseminar. Part one was Making Powerful Decisions Now, and part two, Create Your Life Purpose and Vision Statement. This final week, we're going to be doing a section called Create the Plan to Guarantee Achievement. Well, to guarantee the achievement of what? Well, to guarantee the achievement of your life purpose and vision statement and the powerful decisions that we've been helping you make. We're going to bring the entire series full circle, and tonight's session will provide you with very specific tools for which you can literally accomplish any objective, life purpose, or goal that you have. Now, allow me to set the stage for tonight's training by recapping just a few of the critically important ideas that we've learned from the previous two sessions. You know, I began the series with a very simple yet extremely provocative statement, which was, if you tell me what you want, I'll show you how to get it. Well, in this three-part teleseminar, that's exactly what I've been doing, showing you how you can get what you want. And I would encourage you to do three things. As with each session, I would invite you to do the following. First, commit to listening to each of the three sessions. And so, in other words, if you missed a session, as Jeff talked about, you can get that off of our site at www.maxgrouptraining.com. Make the time this week if you missed any of them, or go back and listen to them again. Second, be in a quiet space, relaxed, centered on this training, blocking out all obstacles, and taking voracious notes on what we're going to be teaching tonight. And third, be open to the information, no matter how much it challenges you or causes you to call into question any past paradigms or behaviors, because unless you change, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. All right, let's jump in. First, I want to recap for a moment or two part one, which was Making Powerful Decisions Now. Consider this. I taught you that all of our decisions begin with a thought. In other words, a thought could be, I should call Bob and follow up with him about the business. No, maybe I should get some prospects to the meeting this week or to the webinar, except that I'd rather watch my favorite television show or have dinner with my spouse or spousal equivalent. Well, that is exactly the conflict that comes to all of us, stalls our action, and it is this indecision which is actually a decision. In other words, it's a decision to be indecisive. And that is the leading cause or reason that you would usually not get what you say you want to accomplish. Incidentally, in all of this, you're actually always getting what you want. Let me repeat that to you. You're always getting what you want. You see, if you say one thing and you do another, well, we might call that a mistake, right? You say one thing, you do another, we could call it a mistake. But if you repeat the pattern of saying and then doing the opposite, we call that repeating the behavior. If you continually say one thing while being, living, or doing another thing, well, we're going to have to call that your plan, okay? So if you're going to be successful at any venture in life or in life itself, you're going to have to become comfortable in making very powerful decisions and carrying through in the presence of fear. We talked about fear. If you're going to wait for the fear to leave, you're going to be waiting for a long, long time. We can say that decisions bring completion, clarity, and direction. So it's fair to say then that you will need to become competent in causing your actions to line up with your decisions so that you have that clarity and direction. Once you have that, you can proceed to the next steps in our plan. Realize there can be no motion forward in your life and in your business. You will not get closer to your objectives and the things that you're committed to and the things that you say out loud that are important to you and your family without powerful decisions on your part. Worst of all is this. Should you shrink away from making decisions, and by the way, lots of people do, they shrink away from making decisions. A lot of times as people get older, they don't want to, they make less and less decisions. That comes from having a lot of the decisions they make not being able to carry through with them. Remember that the world is at no shortage of people who will do that, who will just shrink away, who will quit and stop making the decisions. So you can decide to make this business work no matter the cost, or you can decide to work for someone else for the rest of your life and be at someone else's beck and call with them telling you how often you'll get sick and how many days vacation you and your family should have and accepting the wage that someone else tells you you're worth until they tell you that you're not even worth keeping around. And remember, it's like Jeff and I always say, take charge of your life or someone else will. Now let's take a couple moments and recap part two, which was create your life purpose and vision statement. We said that according to Wayne Dyer, people live from one of three places, or paradigms we'll call them. The first place is suffering. This is most people. It's categorized by victimhood, people that are not at cause for things that happen to them, and blaming. Life is kind of a thing that happens to them as opposed to something that they're in charge of. And then there's a second group of people. These are outcome people or in order to people. In other words, these are people that say, if I do this, I get to have this or I get to do this. This is the vast majority live from a place like that. These people often think, if I get mine, good luck getting yours. Then there's a third group of people. These people are people that live from the paradigm of purpose. Living life from a purpose, mission, calling, that it's bigger than you, okay? So these are people that live from purpose and on purpose are living from a purpose, mission, or calling that's even bigger than your own life. It can be spiritual, doesn't always show up that way, although I do personally believe it is a spiritual purpose and way that we're being, but it doesn't have to be religious. This is a life that is a choice in all circumstances. In other words, you're fully in charge of your life. There are some very important distinctions here. Understanding the difference in life purpose and vision statement and goals. See, most people, they write down goals. Most people that do goals, they write their goals first. They might set themselves up for failure that way if they're not coming from an overarching life purpose and vision statement, which should be the first thing you do that sets the course for your goals. So that's why we said that this was important. You see, goals are only checkpoints. They're places along the road of life that you check in and out of to make sure that you're living congruently with your life purpose and vision statement, okay? This is why it's so important that you define your life purpose and vision statement. Without a mission, a crusade, your goals will yield more quickly to obstacles. We talked about the fact that Napoleon said, I see only the objective. The obstacles must give way. That's a great quote. I see only the objective. Obstacles must give way. We talked about the A, B, and C paradigm. We said, write down on a piece of paper, a pad of paper, A, B, and C. Start at the bottom of the paper, write A, then write B, then write C at the middle of the paper. And we said that group A, right, were your life purposes. And we said right to the left of that, write the word no, K-N-O-W. And that right to the right of it, write present or likely results. And we're going kind of fast here because, remember, this is a recap. So these are things that you know you can do, and they're results that you're either having presently or that you're very likely to get. So, in other words, you know, I'm going to get up for work tomorrow would belong in the A category. You're very likely to do that, right? Up about the middle of the page, B, we said to the left of that, write plan. These are things that you plan to do, and to the right of B, write I think. In other words, you think you can do them, but they might take a little more effort than A, right? I think I can do this. And then up toward the top of the paper, write C in the middle. To the left, write fantasy. And to the right of C, write the words I want. And this is where you're going to let your mind wander. This is where you're going to let your spirit chase after the things that really, really inspire you. Let's start off with A-type affirmations. These become your goals immediately because these are things that you already know how to do. They don't require much creativeness, invention, or stretching of the mind. There's not much personal growth in their accomplishment. Example, someone's A-type objective or goal may be to become a power team leader. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't take effort to become a power team leader. It does, but it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. Someone can get that done in a day. We've had people do that in a day. We've had people do that in a week. So just in our business, an A-type of affirmation, objective, life person, life purpose or vision may be to become a power team leader. Now, a B-type affirmation or objective, now remember, this is a goal you think you can do, but it's going to be something that's going to cause you to stretch at least a little bit. It requires some implementation and some changing of your priorities and scheduling. It calls for you to be in action and on a track that perhaps you're not on right now. But it's not a huge life-changing thing. It's not an enormous amount of inspiration in a B-type objective, to be honest with you. But it's an awesome thing to achieve, and you should celebrate them, definitely. We're not playing them down. We're just saying that, you know, winning the Nobel Peace Prize would not be a B-type of affirmation. A B-type of affirmation in our business might be, for example, earning Coach's Corner, which is having 30 active brokers in your power team. So, you know, a lot of people aren't going to get 30 active brokers in their power team overnight, maybe not the first week. Had a lot of people do that in their first 30 days. Had a lot of people do that in their first 90. Lots and lots of people do it in their first 90 days. And certainly lots of people, an enormous amount of people do it in the first 6 months or year, getting to Coach's Corner as an example of a B-type affirmation. C-type affirmations and objectives are where the magic really is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where you're asking yourself, what do I really want? You let your mind wander, you let your spirit give chase about things like income, your love interests, what automobile you want to drive for you and your family, the kind of lifestyle that you want for you and your family, the kind of vacations that you want to take, what you want your home or your different homes in different parts of the world to look like, and where do you want them to be? See, and by the way, C-type affirmations, how you'll know that they're C-type affirmations is you won't know quite how to get them right away. You say, well, why even plan that? Because this is where we want you to open up and to absolutely let yourself wonder about the things that would really inspire you. What are the things that would come out of fantasy? Okay? Because we're going to help you show you how you can turn that fantasy into theory and to actual results. Now, an example of this may be earning the director's position in our company. So in our company's situation, we might say, well, you know, type C affirmation might be earning director. For most people, you know, earning director, big goal. Don't even see it. Maybe don't even know how to get there. Well, powerful affirmations and C-type objectives, desires that fall into the C category, are so and should be so inspiring because they'll last longer and they'll do you a lot of good because they'll pull you forward. And if you're not able to access C-type goals, guess what? You're not going to be very inspired in your life. You see? This is why lots and lots of people, you hear the talk track of lots of people, and you ask people, you know, I'm out and about all the time, and, you know, I go in and out of places, whether it's a restaurant or a gas station or just any place at all, and I'm always asking people, how are you doing today? What kind of day are you having today? So many people, you know, the mundane answers that they give back. Well, you know, same old stuff, different day. You know, I'm okay, you know, or you know, not too bad, you know. It's all right, like that. You know why? Because it's the same thing they're repeating day after day after day. Their life and their lifestyle, their affirmations, their life purpose, their vision in life, that's all centered around a type of objectives. In other words, there's no inspiration there. So what we want you to do are to pick things that are C-type objectives and affirmations so that you can be inspired. And these goals, these objectives, ladies and gentlemen, should be very, very big. We talked about the fact that they should inspire you, excite you, and even scare you. Yes, we want them to scare you a little bit because you're not going to quite know how to get it. And it's almost scary, the accomplishment of it. In fact, I challenge you to think about what it's like to live a life where you're scared every day. Not scared in a negative way, but scared because there's so much excitement going on around you, almost like a roller coaster ride, that kind of scary, the kind of scary that you sign up for because it's exhilarating, the possibilities of life and what you can accomplish here through your business. And then we taught you to translate those affirmations for reading into present tense, detailed with emotion and affirmations. And we taught you to read them every day for morning, noon, and night for 90 days. We refer to that as eating them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We believe that you should wake up and the first thing that you should do is read your affirmations, which are written in present tense, as if you've already accomplished them in great detail and with emotion. Read them in the morning, read them in the afternoon, pull them out of your pocket and read them at the red light, read them before you go to bed at night a couple of times, read them in the mirror looking at yourself, and the idea is to change the image in your subconscious mind and to hold it there continually until it begins to take shape in the outside world, and it will. In other words, if you hold an idea long enough, it'll begin to manifest itself in the outside world around you. Okay, internalize the images, remember to relax, as I said before, eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, read them aloud. The repetition, by the way, increases the desire. Consistent space repetition will increase the desire. This creates the burning desire, the definite of purpose that Napoleon Hill talked about in his great book, Think and Grow Rich, The Magnificent Obsession. A white hot fire, and turn that desire into immediate productive activity and action, and that action will manifest the results. The results, by the way, are going to reinforce and feed the new image of the subconscious paradigm, and you'll turn your whole life around like that. Now, those are the recaps of part one and part two. Let's dig into part three and the final stage, which is called Create the Plan to Guarantee Achievement. And, you know, if this were to have a subtitle, we would call this The Five Steps to Get You Where You Want to Be. The Five Steps to Get You Where You Want to Be. This is where we will focus more on integration of goals into activity. This is where we will put the A, B, and C paradigms of life purpose and vision statement into action and show you how to actually accomplish more of them. Now, remember that you're ultimately coming from first an empowered place of making clear decisions, very, very clear decisions, and that's why we talked about making these powerful decisions now. Then you've created your life purpose and vision statements in clear and present tense affirmations with emotions attached. That's very important. You're reading them to yourself. You're reaffirming to your subconscious mind. You're getting that to be a part of your actual being. And you remember that goals are, as such, checkpoints. In other words, one of your overarching objectives in your life purpose, remember we say may be to become a director with our company. but your goals as checkpoints might be become power team leader within 7 days, just as an example. Because maybe you might say, well, okay, so I want to become a power team leader within 7 days, and then I want to become a coach's corner member within the next 30 days, and then ultimately become a director by the end of this year. So that's how one thing would play into the other. And you can see that these would be all very good checkpoints or goals, but remember, being a power team leader would not be your ultimate objective. In this case, it's a checkpoint. It's a goal, it's a checkpoint, but in this case, being a director would be that C-type affirmation. But you're going to need these checkpoints along the way in anything in life, by the way, whether it's in this business or other goals and objectives and affirmations that are in your life purpose that are outside of our business. You're going to need these checkpoints along the way to verify that you're on target for your ultimate destination. Remember, I live in Tampa, Florida. So if I decided to drive to my hometown up near Annapolis, Maryland, the Baltimore-Annapolis area, and if I decided to drive that and I got on the highway and I drove for, say, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, and all of a sudden I start seeing signs that say I'm getting close to Dallas, well, you don't have to know a whole lot about geography to know that I'm what? I'm off course by quite a bit, right? I took a wrong turn. I wasn't paying attention. I fell asleep at the wheel. Somehow I got off the road I was supposed to be on. And that's why these checkpoints in life are always good. Now, what most people do, by the way, here's what most people do. Most people have, you know, at earlier stages of life, and then, or they, at any stage of life, maybe they get involved with their business, they're all excited, man, I'm going to become a director, watch my smoke, man, it's exciting what I'm going to do here, I've been looking for this all my life. You know, we hear those things. That's great. That's fantastic. And then, you know, they get on the road, and then 3 months, 6 months, 9 months into working the business, maybe they don't pay attention to the signs. Maybe they're not watching where they're going. Maybe they're not getting on calls like this to have the right things reinforced. Who knows what they're doing? And so it would be like me driving from Tampa, Florida to Annapolis, Maryland, and all of a sudden I end up in Dallas, Texas. Well, see, it'd be one thing to see signs that say, hey, you're on your way to Dallas, and then say, whoa, hold on. And maybe I pull over and I check with someone, or I look at my map, or I check with my navigational system, make sure it's working correctly, and get back on the road to go in the right direction. That's one thing. But it's another thing to get on the road from Tampa, Florida, traveling to Annapolis, Maryland, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, 3 days later, to end up pulling into Dallas, Texas, and saying, wow, how'd I get here? Nothing wrong with Dallas, Texas, by the way, just a geographical example. But in other words, my destination, my intended destination was Annapolis. And all of a sudden, I'm in Dallas, sitting here scratching my head, going, well, I never meant to come to Dallas, but I guess since I'm here, maybe I'll stay here. Again, not anything intended toward Dallas. But here's my whole point, and I think that you're getting it, is that that's how most people live their life. See, the problem with most people, the problem with people and one of the reasons for a lot of people's unhappiness is that they get such grandiose affirmations and objectives and overarching goals that they want to accomplish, and they think big, but they don't do the checkpoints along the way, the goals and checking in with things, and that's what we're talking about. They wait, and all of a sudden they pull into a stop and they realize they're completely off course, way off course, and they stay there. What a shame. See? So you're going to need these checkpoints all along the way in life, as we said, to verify that you're on target for your ultimate destination. Now, let's do something very few people do. Most people get into a business like this, and when they don't have some kind of magical genie in the bottle, lottery type of results that they'd like, you know what they do? They quit. By the way, quitting's the easiest thing in the world. It doesn't take any courage to quit. Everybody can quit, okay? The thing that they do that is more destructive than quitting, by the way, is that they then blame the company. I'll hear somebody say, well, it didn't work. Well, you know, there's probably not a phrase on the planet as it relates to our business that perturbs me more than that. It didn't work. It didn't work. Well, I have news for you. People say it didn't work. If you've ever had anyone on your team quit your business and say it didn't work, they are suffering from a serious lack of reality. I'll be honest with you. I don't mean to be mean toward those people, but they need a reality check. They need a check up from the neck up. It didn't work because it works fine. See, as long as there are some people that are having success at the thing that you'd like to have working, then it's not it. It's a you issue, see? And the epidemic that many suffer from is placing blame on outside circumstances. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you something, it's very, very dangerous when people do that. When they place the blame, and remember all the way back to the first session that we talked about the fact that lots and lots of people, you know, blame other things and other people. You know, and I want to say this to you. I don't know all of the issues that you have in your life. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I do know that my friend Les Brown says this. I know this about problems. You either just left one, or you're heading right toward one, or you're right in the middle of one. But people are always, you know, have different issues in their life. There have always been multitudes before you, and many will come after you with equal or worse conditions than you have that will succeed. And probably because of their circumstances, actually, they'll succeed. Because what will happen is they'll use that as a fire in their belly to help them accomplish what they want. So you better get your mind around this truth as early as possible. In fact, you know, it was Helen Keller. Many people are familiar with Helen Keller, who after an illness became both deaf and blind at age 19 months old. And this is a quote from Helen Keller. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of overcoming it. Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. Isn't that amazing? I also like what Jim Rohn said on the subject. He said, don't wish it were easier. Wish that you were better. Don't wish it were easier. Wish that you were better. So how do we use goals? How do we use these checkpoints to guarantee achievement? Let's review some of the most basic steps for plan achievement and to guarantee the achievement of the things that are important to you in your life and to you and your family. These are the five steps to get you where you want to be. Number one, first, you've got to create the time. Ladies and gentlemen, you must create the time to produce. Now, I'm going to equate all of this as it relates to our business. You must create the time. And please don't be insulted here, but this is where most people will fail, right at step number one. The most simple task becomes the stumbling block for the masses, which is why the masses must learn to live on whatever crumbs life will throw at them. See, you've got to build a schedule for the completion of your life purpose. See, if in our business you consider yourself part-time, that means that you're going to be working your business 10 to 12 hours a week consistently. 10 to 12 hours a week consistently. That's what I believe you should be doing. Full-time, you should be working 40, 50, 60 hours weekly until you have at least 3 leaders working as hard as you are. You see, once you have 3 leaders, 2, 3, 4 leaders, but let's say 3. Let's say you have 3 leaders in your organization that are working it, owning it. You know, they're doing it all for them and their family. Then your business is really going to take off at lightning speed. By the way, your ultimate game plan for riches, if you want to build a big organization, make big money here with our company, you're looking for ultimately 7 to 10 key leaders that are absolutely consumed by it. Now, where do I get this time, you might ask? Where's all this time come from? It comes from a lot of different places. But one of the places it comes from is step number 2. Eliminate the wrong people, situations, and influences from your life. That's right. Eliminate the wrong people, situations, and influences from your life. See, in fact, eliminate any negative distractions and negative influences altogether. Some people refer to this as the law of selective association. Sometimes I like to put it better, the law of purposeful disassociation. In other words, you know, there are people that perhaps are in my family that I love very much, but that doesn't mean I want to hang out with them a whole lot. You know, if they're negative, now, they don't have to work the business with me. That's not the point. But if they're negative, you know, if they're negative all the time, if they're gossipy all the time, if they don't have anything good to say about anybody all the time, if every time I get around them, you know, I spend, there are people, you know, there are family members, perhaps there are friends I used to have, or people that I still might say I'm friendly with, but people maybe a long time ago that I hung out with more. You know the type of people I'm talking about. You spend 30, 40, 50 minutes with them. You go to lunch with them. You feel like you got to go home and take a shower because it was nothing but negative and whiny all day long. See, you don't need all that stuff going in your head. So let me make this clear to you. You know, if you want to ask me the question, if I opened up the lines right now and you wanted to ask me the question, are you saying that I should disassociate with people like that? Absolutely. Unquestionably, unless you want to be like them. See, it's true, birds of a feather flock together. And so, you know, we want to hang around people that are up to things. We want to hang around people that are positive. We want to hang around people who understand what it's like to build other people up and build things up and contribute to the planet and make a difference in people's lives. And if you've got a bunch of negative, whiny, dead-butt crybabies in your life, I mean, I don't mean that to be, I'm just telling you, if you've got your life filled up with those kind of people, then you're not going to have room for or time for the right activity and the right people to come into your life, all right? In fact, I'm quite certain if your life is filled up with really a lot of negative people, you're not going to be able to attract positive people into your business. Because you're actually, your energy, the vibration that you're going to be operating at, is actually going to repel the people that you would want in your business, okay? So you definitely want to get buy-in from your nuclear family unit for cooperation in this, but you want to establish the level of expectation. You want to have a family meeting maybe and say, look, you know, I'm going to work this business for 10 to 12 hours a week for the next year, okay? Because by then I expect to be a director in the company. See, you simply can't keep hanging out with the same people that you have been, talking about the same things that, you know, people like to talk about, you know, the different reality shows. You ever wonder why there's so many reality shows? I find it fascinating. I don't watch reality shows at all, and every once in a while I'll click around and, you know, I've got to ask some people, what is this show about? Or I'll be at somebody's house and they'll have this show on, and, you know, different families and they're fighting or they're whatever, you know, what is this fascination that we have as a human race, especially here in the West? Let me point something out to you. What is this fascination we have with everyone else's life? You know why that's happening to people? You know why that's so huge? You know why that's such big business? It's because people's own lives are not interesting, intriguing, exciting, and scary in that good way enough. They're not that roller coaster ride that I talked about. So people would rather inundate themselves. They'd rather anesthetize themselves on the sofa watching someone else's life than picking up their briefcase, picking up some brochures and business cards, getting out there and changing their own life for them and their family. Okay, so you want to eliminate the wrong people, the negative people, the negative situations, and influences in your life. The third thing you want to do, and these are all checkpoints, ways of creating goals, is create a display. A display. These are accountability checkpoints. These are like the signs on the road. Remember that I said, you know, you're now approaching, maybe the signs, you're now approaching Atlanta, you're now approaching South Carolina, whatever it is, that let you know that you're on the right road and that you're headed in the right direction. And here's what I would encourage you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, always be brutally honest with yourself. Keep being honest with yourself. Keep pressing yourself to be honest. Don't let yourself off the hook. See, stop playing this game. Here's a game a lot of people play. Well, I would do it. I wish I could do it, except... And then you choose something really, really honorable, or it seems like it's honorable, some reason that you can't right now. I've heard people, I just shake my head. I've heard people use everything from their family, I don't want to take time away from my family, to their church, to the missions. I've heard people use every excuse in the book, and I find it always absolutely amazing when people use things like family or church or what. I can't take time away from, I understand that, but there's such a thing as reorganizing your time. But people, a lot of times people think that if they pick something like these higher things, these honorable, they might think it's an honorable reason to bow out, you know. See, when you do that, when you say something, not you, but when you hear people do that, let me give you a hint. Let me zero in here, and let's really get into the psychology of this. You know when people do that, you know what they're doing? They're cheating on themselves. They're guilty of infidelity. They're really actually guilty of infidelity. You say, now, wait a minute, Mark, you crossed the line here. I've never cheated on my spouse. But I'm not talking about that kind of infidelity. There's different types of infidelity. In fact, infidelity as a definition, let me read you a couple definitions of infidelity. Just listen to this. Most commonly refers to a breach of an expectation in an intimate relationship. Isn't that interesting? Most commonly refers to the breach of an expectation in an intimate relationship. So I'm talking about the relationship you have to yourself and to your objectives and to your goals and to your affirmations. I will be a director by the end of the year. Or I will be a director within 12 months. Or I will be full-time within 6 months. Or whatever it is. I will replace my wife's and my income. Whatever it is that you're picking out, right? That's an intimate relationship that you have. And let me tell you something. You can't have much more of an intimate relationship than the relationship that you have for the dreams and desires and commitments for you and your family. Those are, ladies and gentlemen, those are intimate relationships that you have. Here's another definition of infidelity. It's a betrayal of trust, lying, or disloyalty. Isn't that interesting? See, it can all apply to not following through with what we said we would. And guess what? What the result is the infliction of hurt, pain, and suffering. And the most damaging result is being that one's word and reputation is usually permanently injured. Now, those are all definitions about and around the word infidelity. So that's why I say when people use, especially when people use these honorable reasons for not completing on what they said, well, you know, I think it's infidelity. All right. So remember that goals must be clear and exact. They must be very specific. In other words, here's one goal. I'm getting into this business to make more money. Well, that's one way of stating your goal, but it's not very specific, is it? It's not very exact. It's not exact or specific compared to, here's a goal someone might say. I will earn $50,000 from my business within the next 6 months. Now, that's a specific goal, and it's measurable. In other words, a real goal that's clear, exact, specific, and measurable should be a goal that if I read it or if you told it to me, I would be able to look at your results and see if you were on the right track, or someone else could be able to see if you're on the right track or see if you're accomplishing your objectives. So these goals should be displayed. They should be displayed in your day timer. You can make signs and put them all over your house and all over your office and all over your car. You should become to get so that's what the display should be. You should be recording your results. How many brokers do you have in your team? How close are you to your power team? How close are you to your coach's corner? You should always know those numbers. Jeff and I are always looking at our numbers, always looking at the numbers of the people on our team, always looking at the incomes of the people that are on the team, always looking at how close people are getting to coach's corner. We're obsessed not just with our own objectives and desires and commitments and things, but we know that to accomplish them, we have to be a stand for the people that are our teammates. Okay, fourth step. Begin immediately. And let me put it to you this way. Begin immediately, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're ready or not. In fact, if you don't feel like you're ready, understand that that is one thing and one thing alone. Your subconscious is reaching out and grabbing you by the neck because the little five-year-old inside all of us is afraid of the greatness that you're about to get up to. Okay? So if you don't feel like you're ready, well, I got to go. Here's what will happen to people. Well, I have to go learn all this stuff first. No. We learn by doing. Okay? It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask for clarification. I personally, Jeff's the same way. We always welcome people to ask questions, get clarification, understand things. But let's do that along the way while we're in action. See, let's be in action while we're doing these things. I want you to write down a word. I love this word. The word is praxis. It's P-R-A-X-I-S. P-R-A-X, like x-ray, I-S, praxis. There's a couple different definitions of praxis, and depends on what connotation you look them up, but praxis, one definition is the integration of belief with behavior. Isn't that great? The integration of belief with behavior. By the way, it's also referred to as action, reflection, action. Reflection, action, and continued. You see? So it's the integration of your belief with your behavior. So you want to practice. What you want to do is, it's a tricky term, you want to practice praxis. You want to integrate more of your belief and what you're saying with your behavior. The fifth step is create a structure for fulfillment through fanatical self-growth. See, you've got to baptize yourself in self-growth type of activity and self-improvement activity, whether they're books, CDs, loading up your iPod, everything that we put on our website, all the trainings we have on there are MP3 formatted. They're downloadable. Nothing's password protected. We don't charge anything for all the tools that are on our website. We don't even care if other teams go to on our website. I don't even care if other dadgum companies go to on. I know that there's people from other companies that use our website to get trained. It doesn't matter to me because, see, you the more that you give out, the more that you put out there that's good, the more that comes back to you. And so, you know, what I'm telling you is that you have to be constantly indulging in programs that will reinforce what it is that you're up to. You want to constantly be reinforcing new C-type affirmations because you are literally rewiring yourself. You're rewiring your self-conscious, your subconscious, and rewiring yourself through these thought processes, these affirmations, and ultimately your behavior, ultimately praxis, the integration of belief with behavior. You know, if you want to see some things to start out, you can always go to our website, our Max Group Training website, and we have a recommended reading and resource list on there. And I believe, I'm not positive, I can't remember, but I think they're the top 10 books, CDs, and programs that we recommend. And we can always recommend others to you, you know. I mean, I'm always, you know, Jeff's always involved in different self-improvement type work, and I'm always reading 2 and 3 books at a time, and we're always listening to different things. And so you can always ask for, you know, recommendation on a particular program for a particular area if you want to get better. But just remember this, that there's only 2 ways to change your behavior. Remember, we want to integrate your belief with your behavior and the things you're saying that are important to you and your family with your behavior so you get the results that you want. There's only 2 ways to do that. The one way is emotional impact. An example of that would be somebody has a heart attack, so they finally stop smoking. Okay? That's just one example of emotional impact. The other way is through space repetition. Those are the only 2 ways to psychologically change, really, really kind of short circuit the subconscious and radically change your behavior. So because most people are not going to do it through emotional impact, it is usually done through space repetition, which is where the affirmations come in and so forth. Most people will never have a behavioral change through emotional impact. So do the space repetition on purpose, which is where the self-growth comes in. So you have to correct the behavior over and over and over again. You're constantly rebooting whenever we fail to perform. So if you say, well, I'm going to make 20 phone calls this week, or I'm going to send out, you know, 20 emails, or I'm going to sign up 5 free agents or whatever it is, and you don't do it, reboot yourself and start over again and constantly have the ability to, what I said before, you know, act, reflect, all right? You'll know that you're making great progress in your reprogramming when you're becoming more focused on your goals than you are on whatever obstacles that you're going through. You know, there's a great quote that says, the good life is expensive. There is another way to live, but it isn't very good. Isn't that interesting? Make a conscious choice to live your life. What about the one you've always imagined, that fantasy life, those C-type affirmations and objectives? Make the powerful decisions now. Create your life purpose and vision plan and eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then create a structure around your daily life. Recreate your routine so that it supports you in whatever you desire. And remember to use goals as checkpoints and places to redirect along the way. Remember this. It's the culmination and accumulation of all of your smallest to largest decisions along the way, and not your circumstances, that will shape the life that you're going to lead. Unwanted circumstances, ladies and gentlemen, they are but a thief in the night that comes to rob, injure, and destroy you and your family and your dreams. And you must be vigilant and the proper caretaker of your own life. You know, in closing, I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes is one that Bob Proctor uses in his series, You Were Born Rich. It was given to him in a coffee shop many decades ago by a gentleman named Clarence Smitherson, who was one of the top salespeople in the world for World Book Encyclopedias when they were selling them door to door. And here's the quote. Faith is the ability to see the invisible, to believe the incredible, and that will permit you to receive what the masses think is impossible. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to repeat that. Faith is the ability to see the invisible, to believe the incredible, and that will permit you to receive what the masses think is impossible. It's Jeff's and my desire that this three-part series has manifested an increase in all things in each of your lives over the past 3 weeks, and that it will live on as you take these lessons and put them to work in your business and life. Go to our site at www.maxgrouptraining.com and download all three sessions in MP3 format to your iPod and listen to them every week. Take the action that I've suggested and you will quickly see your business and your life take on dimensions of increase, and new and exciting paths will open up to you that you didn't even know previously existed. This has been Mark Scovern speaking to you live from Tampa Bay, Florida, and I'm so very grateful for our time together. Good night.